you, Dr. Peretz?
Oh, more!
Has been a delivery in the news.
Is she all right?
She is just fine. Just a little burn on a finger. As a matter of fact, Sharon and Stu Dempsey were here and they've already driven her home.
Oh, what a relief. I was on my way to join you at the restaurant when I heard the news on the car radio.
No, Arthur, it was frightening. It was frightening. I mean, there we were, Walter, Vivian, and I, having a pleasant dinner at Skipper Duane's Halibut Palace. And all of a sudden, there was smoke and flames and utter confusion.
Well, what about you, Marty? Is this serious?
Oh, no, no. It's just a small bruise. Now, one of the young doctors patched me up. He asked me a few questions, and he seemed quite pleased.
What did he ask you?
If I had medical insurance.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they're not forgetting the rules. So often in a disaster like this, the young doctors simply panic, start treating the victims before they even know whether they can pay or not. What is it?
Arthur, I get so mad every time I think of it. Do you know how I hurt my arm?
No.
Well, when the fire started, in the confusion, you're not going to believe this, some man actually pushed me into a wall so he could get out ahead of me. I mean, have you ever heard of anything so cowardly?
Oh, Maud, that is terrible. Did you get a look at him?
No, there was too much smoke. Oh, thank God for Walter. Arthur, Walter restored my faith in mankind.
What did he do?
Arthur, Walter was a hero. Walter saved a life.
He saved a life? Wow. That's something I've always wanted to do.
We had become separated after that coward threw me against the wall, but when I went outside, there was Walter in the parking lot, giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a victim who had been overcome by smoke inhalation. Oh, Arthur, I was so proud. I was so proud. I wasn't crazy about the fact that it was a 22-year-old cocktail waitress. Arthur, I was proud.
Finley, just 2 minutes.
Okay, please, Finley, look, would you guys leave me alone? I'm not a hero.
Oh, sure you are, Mr. Finley. You're the perfect human interest story.
Look, would you leave me alone, please?
Walter, you old son of a gun. You're a hero. Come on, tell us all about it.
Arthur, enough with the hero business. Sweetie, I'm sorry I'm late, but I was trying to find a doctor. I want another opinion on your arm.
You really want another opinion?
You bet I do.
All right. On my way out, I'll try to find a doctor.
Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, honey, it's just a small bruise that hurts like hell.
Come on, Mr. Finley, give me a break. There's no one else I can interview. I mean, the chef doesn't speak English, and I can't interview the owner. They just arrested him for arson.
Maud, I don't feel like a hero.
Isn't he modest? That is a real hero.
Maud.
Tuggy, start your camera. Right. Walter will give you the interview. Walter, honey, do this for me. Walter, when that coward flung me against the wall, it was sickening. But, honey, what you did was so beautiful. And, darling, people should hear about beautiful things for a change.
At Skipper Duane's Halibut Palace. And now, Mr. Finley, why don't you tell us in your own words how you performed this life-saving feat?
Well, when the fire started, I got separated from my wife. And when I got outside, I saw her coming out the side entrance. And I knew that she was safe. That's when the waitress passed out at my feet, and I just bent over and gave her mouth to mouth.
You gave her mouth to mouth?
Resuscitation.
And that's all there was to it. It's not a big deal.
I'm Maud Findlay, and I just want to say that I have never been as proud as I am this moment to be this man's wife.
Maud.
Mr. Findlay! I'm Karen Ribbold. I'm the girl whose life you saved after the fire. Thank you.
Excuse me, miss, I don't mean to get personal, but I think you're blowing smoke down his throat. We'll see you then. Bye. Honey, that was the Harmons. They're on their way over here. Oh, Walter. Walter, I can't get over it. You actually saved a human life. Walter, what a magnificent thing to...
Maud, that's it! That's it! I don't want to hear anything more about this hero stuff. It's over.
All right.
Now, can you understand
that? All right, Walter, all right.
Once and for all!
I'm sorry, Walter. I guess I just got carried away.
Maud. Oh, Maud. When we got separated and I was outside and you weren't there, I was never so scared in my entire life. I thought maybe you weren't coming out. I got my wife back. That's all that's important.
Oh, Walter, Walter, you are wonderful.
What? You know what we're going to do?
What?
You know what I'm thinking of?
What?
You remember Sylvia Gleason?
Sylvia Gleason?
That Sylvia Gleason used to throw all those crazy parties.
Sylvia Gleason!
And remember, she threw that party where everybody was supposed to come like a Marx Brothers.
The Marx Brothers party. Oh, Walter, Walter, Walter. That was right before we were married.
Right.
And you went as Groucho, and I went as Harpo.
And remember after the party, we checked in at that hotel?
The Bellman! The Bellman Hotel!
And we were still in our costumes.
Darling. And you were so embarrassed that you couldn't even speak to the desk clerk. Every time he asked you a question, you'd honk my horn.
Maud, I want to honk your horn again tonight. I'm going to go upstairs and pack a few clothes for us. We're going to go to the Ramada Inn. We'll check in and we'll pretend we're not married.
Oh, come on, Walter, you're crazy.
What? Don't turn me down.
We're going to get a room with a waterbed. If things get dull, we can always go fishing.
Walter, you're a crazy person.
Oh, hello, Ma.
Vivian. Oh, Vivian. Vivian, I have been married 4 times, but I tell you I am married to the most wonderful man in the world.
Oh, Maud. You see, Arthur, I told you she'd forgive him.
You're a great guy, Maud.
But if... Forgive who?
Oh, Walter, of course. Oh, Maud, I was just so shocked when I saw him push you against that wall and run out of that burning restaurant.
Walter?
Oh, you mean you did? Well, now listen. Don't pay any attention to Vivian. It's those pills the doctor gave her at the hospital. They make her lie.
Vivian, you've got to be mistaken.
No, I'm not mistaken. I'm sure I'm not mistaken.
Maybe he tripped. I mean, maybe he bumped into me accidentally.
No. I tell you, no. I saw him. Oh. Well, it was, you know, it was during all that confusion, when everybody was yelling fire, and, I just saw, Walter sort of shove you aside.
But,
Maud, I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't know.
But, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, a man who loves me as much as Walter loves me ever... just push me aside and to save his own neck. Would he?
No, he wouldn't. But he did.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi there, Walter.
Hi, Vivian.
Oh.
Goodbye, Arthur. Goodbye, Vivian. Maud and I are on our way out.
Walter, there's something I want to ask you.
I want to ask you something, too. If I told you that you had a nice body, would you hold it against me?
Brothers, isn't it? Oh, which one is it? Harpo? Chico? Zeppo?
Shavo.
That's one of my father's jokes.
Walter, were you the man who pushed me against the wall at the restaurant tonight?
It was one of my father's jokes, but everybody said I was one of my mother's jokes.
Walter, were you the one?
Yes.
You are the hero sandwiches.
Victoria, before you serve them, which one is Walter's?
The big one.
Oh, well, put a streak of mustard down the back of Walter's bun.
You did this to me.
Oh, God, all right. So he wasn't very nice.
Wasn't nice. Wasn't nice. Pearl Harbor wasn't nice. Wasn't nice. Lizzie Borden wasn't nice.
You're not even giving Walter a chance to explain.
That's right, Marty. You should at least listen to his side of it.
You're right, I'm sorry. I want to be fair. Go ahead, Walter, explain. I promise I won't interrupt.
Well, the...
Jack the Ripper wasn't nice! John Dinger wasn't nice!
Now, you just calm down. Oh. Now, you just got to stop calling Walter names. That's not doing any good, Mort. He already feels bad enough. You know, you're not helping.
Oh, I know you're right, Vivian.
Just think how awful he must feel. How humiliated. Oh, look at, come here, look at this poor man. Look at this. Look at that. Sitting there with his head in his hands. He's just crushed. One more word and he'll just fall apart.
Howard! Vivian, I can't help it.
Don't you know Walter loves you?
I know, and I love Walter. At least half of me loves him. The other half of me is angry at him for what he's done and wants to get even.
Well, then how are you going to manage tonight? Is half of you sleep upstairs with Walter and the other half sleep down here on the couch?
Both of me are sleeping on the couch.
Maud, I forget all of Walter loves. Only right now, half of... Half of Walter hates him. So... Or else all four of you are going to wind up sleeping on the couch.
I certainly can't argue with that, Vivian, because I didn't understand one word you said!
...fied and confused. And Maud... You're going to have to learn to forgive and forget, or you just might as well kiss this marriage goodbye. And Maud, you remember... This is...
Walter, just now in the kitchen, Vivian said something very wise to me. I know. She said something very wise. And what it boils down to is if we both try very hard, possibly in a little while, we'll forget what happened tonight.
I'm not so sure. There's no excuse for what I did. There's not even an explanation for it. I'm a little ashamed. I mean, when I found out that it was you... myself.
Walter, you mean you didn't realize it was me that you had pushed?
No, not until later, when you told me somebody pushed you.
Somehow, that makes it a bit easier.
No, it doesn't.
You're right, it doesn't.
Whether it was you or not, somebody could have died because of me. I'm a coward.
Grandpa, I just came from basketball practice. We saw you on television in the coach's office. You're a hero.
Philip, I think you ought to know. They blew it out of proportion.
Aw, come on, Grandpa. Save that waitress's life. You're a hero. All the guys in the team look up to me now. The coach is gonna put on first string.
Philip, that's wonderful, but honey, it's getting awfully late. I think you should go up to bed.
Okay.
you, Doc.
Gee, Grandpa, am I proud of you.
I mean, did you see that? I can't even face my own grandson. How am I going to face you, Maud?
Look, Walter, it's going to be very difficult for both of us. But I promise you, Walter, I am going to try to totally erase from my mind what happened tonight.
Maud!
Ow, you clumsy!
I didn't mean to say that.
If I had any brains, I'd go upstairs and pack!
Walter, don't talk like that!
It's not loose, Maud. Every time I look at you, all I can see is what happened tonight!
But Walter, the...
Boy, Walter's really upset.
Now he's talking about moving out of the house.
Morty, let me handle this, okay? Walter. Walter, I just want you to know that I don't think what happened tonight is important at all.
Not important. I pushed my wife out of the way just to save my own neck.
Now stop that. Lots of men would do the same thing under the same kind of pressure.
Just answer me, Arthur. We push Vivian out of the way just to save your own neck?
No. No. See, I'm the kind of a guy who would probably have my wife under one arm, somebody else under the other arm, and a third victim across my shoulder. You're the kind of personality who just happens to have a keen sense of personal danger. So at the first sign of trouble, you push and shove your way to safety. That's you, Walter. It doesn't mean that one of us is any better than the other. As a matter of fact, you know, I kind of envy you. When there is a crisis, you only have to worry about yourself. Come on, let's tell Maud it's all better. Maud, I think our boy's going to be all right. I just straightened him out. Right, Walter?
Yes, it's true. Arthur helped me make a decision.
Oh, Walter, it's wonderful.
I'm definitely moving out of the house.
No, Walter! Walter, this isn't going to solve anything. Walter, we at least have to try to make this work. Walter, you're not the first person who ever panicked. You won't even try.
Hey, Grandpa, you're just on the late news.
That's nice, Philip.
Hey, where are you going?
He's running away, Philip. He's not man enough to stand and face the problem, so he's running away.
Hey, what did you say about my Grandpa?
Look.
You have no right to say a thing like that. Grandpa, bravest guy I know.
Philip, don't blame your grandmother.
Ah, she's probably just jealous or something.
Philip! Listen to me. Tonight, when the fire broke out at Skipper Duane's Halibut Palace, somebody pushed your grandmother into a wall so he could save his own neck.
Really?
I'm the one who did that.
You, Grandpa?
Yes.
You pushed Grandma out of the way to save your own neck?
Philip, your grandpa just took a great deal of courage. I only hope that someday you'll understand.
Heck, I understand right now. When somebody yells fire, it's every man for himself. See you in the...
Well, at least it's a chip off the old block. Listen, sir. I remember... Every one of us is capable of panicking the way you did tonight, but Walter, admitting what you had done to your own grandson, it's one of the bravest things I have seen.
Do you really mean that?
Oh, Maud. Tonight is just one. Tiny little moment in our lives. We still have those millions and millions of wonderful moments when we did tender, loving things to each other.
That's true, isn't it?
Pretending we're single.
All right!
Oh, honey, did I ever tell you about my Uncle Harry, the magician?
No.
No? Well, every time he got into a car with a pretty girl, he turned into a motel.